The quake measured 7.2. It struck in the early morning local time, destroying many buildings, including shops and a fishing port and a market whose roof fell in. Many buildings were left standing, but with deep cracks in their walls, leaving them too dangerous to enter. Many survivors were injured by falling debris in Cebu City. Rescuers put casualties on stretchers and drove them to hospitals. A local official said some clinics evacuated their patients, moving them outside into open spaces such as basketball courts. Several churches are reported to be among the buildings destroyed, including the historic Santo Nino Church in Cebu. A local military commander said he was sending soldiers to help relief efforts. He said a local port is damaged and the quake left cracks in the runway at the main international airport in Cebu, but he said planes may be able to land elsewhere. One official at the Cebu mayor's office said it's fortunate that Tuesday was a public holiday there, the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. That means fewer people were at work when the quake struck, perhaps resulting in fewer casualties. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.